When it comes to discipline, the road can be hard, but the results are priceless. And that is the thought for today. Today's episode of 7 Good Minutes is being sponsored by the Jordan Harbinger Show. It's an Apple Top 50 podcast that was recently voted to be one of Apple's best. Just like 7 Good Minutes, I like it a lot, and I'm sure you will too. The goal of each week's episode is to help you to understand and manage what's going on in your world. If you're trying to adjust to working from home, then episode 331 on how to work from home effectively is one you surely don't want to miss. What I like is how there's always something in every episode that I can pull out and use in my everyday life. You can find the Jordan Harbinger Show wherever you listen to podcasts, including Apple, Google, and Spotify. You can also go to jordanharbinger.com/subscribe. And now, on with today's episode of 7 Good Minutes. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, we get some great tips on how to discipline your mind so that you can experience even more success in life. Enjoy.
You've got to control the beginning and the end of your day with your thinking. And so one of the first things you need to do when you wake up, after you do your stretching, your prayer, your meditation, whatever it is to take a 5-minute window and control your thinking, whether you know, after your meditation, your prayer, whatever it is, but you take a 5-minute window and you visually see your goals and dreams. Picture them as videos in your mind. Picture them as you possessing them and see them written down on a sheet of paper. This will begin to control your mind for the day. And then at the very end of the day, what I do, one of the last things I do after my prayer, when I'm laying in bed at night, as I read through my goals and my dreams, I picture them, and I allow my RAS and my subconscious mind to go to work on them. When I get my sleep, it's going to work on revealing to me. It's playing back the video, believe it or not, of my day in my mind, and it is revealing to me the things that I may have missed in that day that could bring those things into my reality, and it helps me wake up ready to get them as well. So if you'll do that, where you wake up, you go to bed, and when you check your phone, you are going to alter those 9% of your thought. We can change the way we think. We change the 9% of our thoughts. We change what we obsess about. We begin to possess them. That thought opens up a new space that didn't exist before, just like that chair you're sitting in, and we begin to create those things in our lives. Use these 3 steps to change your thinking, and I know if we stack that up over a day, a week, a month, 3 or 4 years, and a decade, the direction of your life is completely different. You see yourself living like this.
What makes Brady want to win a 5th? What makes Jordan...
At 39.
What makes Jordan say, okay, I got 4? Like, it's not even a new season. He said, we got to get the 5th one. What makes Serena get 23 and still going? Like, what makes Venus, who was sick and should have been gone, now she's 36 years old, what makes her fight to get to the Australian Open? And I'm telling you, it's not the money, the network. It's not, you know, the vision board. It's, I believe, for those of us who are where we are, it's something within. You know, and you can't go buy that. You know, I can't give it to you. Lewis can't. Like, you've got to go within and find that and pull that stuff out.
You got to discipline yourself. I started looking at Mother Teresa, Gandhi, and I was like, yo, bro, Gandhi would go fast from sex, and he was married. He would fast from talking. You know, I just started watching these great people and was like, yo, these people fast, and not about fasting, like that's not the piece, but they were very disciplined people. Mm-hmm. And they would not allow their exterior world to dominate or destroy their internal world. I just like, yo, I want to get to a place where I can control me. My family members have grown. I lost an uncle who cirrhosis of the liver, brilliant man, but just drinking. And I was like, yo, I do not want to. My father was a substance abuser for years. I was like, yo, I don't want a life where something else is controlling me. Mm-hmm. You know, like for real, when I left home and said, I don't want to be controlled no more. Like, I meant that. Like, I don't want nothing to control me but me. And so I got to put myself under extreme discipline to make sure I'm free. So when people see me, you get up at 3, you don't drink, you don't smoke. I'm not doing that because I think I'm better than nobody else, or I think you're going to go to hell because you had a drink. I want freedom. And for me, disciplining myself means more freedom. And the less you discipline yourself, people who I told my son the other day, I was like, yo, son, I don't not want you to have fun. I just seen a history of people who just have fun. Christmas, Thanksgiving, Halloween, New Year. Yeah. They're the people who
Friday night.
Oh, man, every night. Yeah. They're the people who end up in their 20s having a great deal of fun, but in their 40s and 50s, they working for somebody, and I'm not saying nothing wrong with cleaning toilets, but they doing something they don't want to do for the rest of their life, and they can't retire because they played so much.
Yeah.
You know, so for me, I just look at Venus and Serena, Michael Jackson, when he used to, like, 5 and 6, just dancing all night. I just think the more a man disciplines himself, the greater. It don't mean it's going to happen, but the greater the probability that he has this sense of freedom.
If I knew that I'd gotten myself into a bad situation and rather than sit there and beat myself up over it, I would say, okay, you're in a bad situation. You got yourself here. Nobody would blame but you. And now, instead of beating myself up over the fact that I got myself into that situation, I am simply going to say, only action matters. And so now I'm just going to start taking action to make sure that I'm fixing that woe. And I find because I so value action, and by the way, I value it because I know where it leads. It leads to my desired outcome. It leads to learning, worst case. So taking that action, driving myself forward, pushing myself, that is what I'm going to reward myself emotionally for. So immediately I get this sense of relief from anxiety, from stress, from worry, because first I'm acknowledging how important that is in my life because it yields rewards. And then second, you're really going to get engrossed in it and you're going to just be lost in the details of actually trying to solve that problem by leveraging your action to get the desired outcome. So those two things I think will serve you very, very well as you go down that process. So just make sure that you really have that emotional buy-in to the importance of action.
Most human beings are only living at about 40% of their capability. So the mind has a governor. Like a car. If you're driving a car and the car has a governor on it, the car may say 130 miles an hour, but the governor is set for 91. Once that governor sets in, you get to 91, that car starts doing this. The car wants to go. The car wants to go, but that factory said, we're not going past 91. We have a factory, a nice governor in our brain, and it's a survival mechanism. It protects us from pain and suffering. The second we feel that, our mind says, oh no, this isn't fun. We should back off. We should sit down, find something more comfortable. And there's something about the mind. The mind has the tactical advantage over you at all times. At all times of your life, the mind has a tactical advantage over you. Why is that? It knows what you're afraid of. It knows your insecurities. It knows your deep, dark lies. And it starts to push you away from that. It pushes you in a direction that is comfortable. The mind controls everything.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.